Hey everybody, welcome to a new episode of Japan Top 10. This is the third official episode in the interview series, and we are welcoming any feedback from the listeners about how we're doing so far. Free listeners will get the first 15 minutes of this episode for free, and our Patreons will receive the full version of this episode, similar to how we do our Cultures episodes. In addition, these episodes will rotate with the Cultures episodes, so they are going to be released once every other month. I had a really great time interviewing Himalayan. He is such a really cool guy, and he's also like still super early on in his career, but he just has this really big love for the genre of house music, and he has a real love of developing sounds to mimic older, more, well, for him, retro sounds. For me, it was current day back when I was growing up. Our annual listener survey finishes at the end of this month. We would like to know your opinion of our podcast, and in return, we will award a random survey entrant a free $50 gift card to a retailer of their choice. For details, visit our website at jtop10.jp. Are you an indie Japanese music artist? If you create Japanese music similar to the artists featured on this episode, please get in touch with our music director, Haley, by sending her an email at haley@jtop10.jp, along with the song you would like us to feature on the podcast. If you have ever thought of applying to join the biggest and best Japanese music-based podcast, see our website at jtop10.jp/join for full details on what positions we have available. We now provide monetary rewards to staff who fulfill seniority requirements and demonstrate exemplary performance. Do you want to advertise on our podcast? Market your brand onto one of the world's most popular Japanese cultural-based podcasts. Reach up to potentially 70,000 listeners around the world on a weekly basis with advertising costs that will fit your company's budget. Find the full details at jtop10.jp to find out an advertising plan that will suit your company's needs.
Hi everyone, this is Dean. I had a great time talking to the Asagaya Romantics. Their music has a very kind of 80s city pop, J-pop kind of sound, which is really right up my street. Now, I was joined by three of the band members, only one of whom spoke English, and he interpreted for the other two members and did a fantastic job. We had a lot of laughs, and I can't wait for you to hear it. Asagaya Romantics are a five-member indie pop, city pop band from Tokyo. The members were originally in the Waseda Daigaku Chūnanbe Ongaku Kenkyūkai, or the Latin American Music Study Group at Waseda University. And if you know your Japanese universities, you will know that Waseda University is one of the top universities in Japan. Their music is an upbeat and energetic mix of pop, jazz, and reggae influences. The band members are Tomoe Arisaka on vocals, Tomoya Kishi on guitar, Satoshi Hori on keyboard, Rie Furuya on drums, and Rei Honma on bass. Their first single, Haru wa Toku Yuyake ni, was released in 2015. Their first album, Machi no Iro, in 2017. And their second album, Higa Tomoru Koro ni wa, in 2018. The band released their first digital single, Hitorigoto, an 80s-style pop track, in 2019 for digital download and streaming via Hipland Music's Friendship. It was also the title track of the band's EP, Hitorigoto, which was released on January 29th, 2020. I'm going to leave them to tell you more about themselves, but they've had a very interesting career, including playing the Fuji Rock Festival on the rookie stage in 2018. But I think we should get on to the interview. So I was joined by vocalist Tomoe Arisaka, guitarist and songwriter Tomoya Kishi, and Rei Honma, who is the bassist and also the interpreter who translated for the other two members of the band. So let's get into the interview. I hope you enjoy it. Today, I'm very fortunate to have three members of the Asagaya Romantics to interview. Thank you very much for joining us today. Would you like to introduce yourselves?
Okay, thank you. My name is Rei. I play the bass and guitar, Kishi, and vocal, Arisaka.
I'm looking forward to hearing about how you make your music and what your influences are.
Thank you.
Rei, if you could tell me What inspired you to start making music?
Well, first of all, we were members of the club activities in the university.
Yep.
And the club activity was about roots reggae, rocksteady, and mostly about the Caribbean music and Jamaican music. So our roots are based on the club activities that we used to play in the university.
That was at Waseda University, is that right?
Oh, yes, that's correct.
So you're all graduates of Waseda University?
Yes, mostly we are Waseda, and other guys are from other university.
So what is the origin of the band name?
そんなに意味ないよね。
Okay, do you live around Asagaya?
Nope.
No?
Only one member. Our drum lives in Asagaya right now.
Oh, okay. So some kind of image for Asagaya?
Not much.
Oh, okay.
都会じゃなくて、もうちょっと人の生活が強い感じ。
Right, so not so much a city kind of feeling, but more of like a...
urban.
Yeah, or suburban.
Asagaya is not so much of a city like Shibuya or Shinjuku.
Yeah.
It's more like people living ordinary life is the image of the city. We make those music kind of like nostalgic music.
Yeah.
So our image is kind of near to Asagaya, I think.
When I think of Asagaya, you know, there's lots of shops and lots of residences and not so many businesses and things like that. Or normal people living their normal lives, is that?
Yes, that's what I wanted to say.
Right.
The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
I do feel the nostalgia in your music. I first went to Japan in the 1980s when city pop was very popular. So when I listen to your music, I feel that city pop vibe. Are you influenced by that kind of music?
Yes, we really do. And our music is created by Kishi, guitar.
Okay.
And he has a lot of those images of city pop plus those rock city music of the bass music that we used to play. So right. We kind of mixed up together, and Kishi and Arisaka is making those music and lyrics.
Right.
Yeah, I think they respect their city pop vibes.
Right.
Arisaka, 誰が好きなんだっけ? Arisaka とか? Kishio? まあ、好きなミュージシャン?
Taiko,
Onuki とかじゃない?
Onuki
Taiko. Matsudoya Yui. So their favorite musicians are Onuki Taiko, right. Matsudoya Yui, which are like J-pop. Oh, right.
Yes,
J-pop,
yeah.
Evo or something like that. We're kind of based on that.
You've just mentioned a little bit about the songwriting. So the music is mainly written by Kishi-san. Is that right?
Yeah.
Yep. And the lyrics?
Yeah, lyrics are also Kishi. They talk each other about lyrics too, so she can sing.
What are the main themes or the topics of the songs?
Besides nostalgia.
Yeah, what are the songs about? Lyrical content.
歌詞でテーマにしてること。テーマにしてること。難しいね。人の生活と共存してるよ。<laughs>
Everyday life.
So it's kind of hard to say, but I think it's about people's ordinary life, and the lyric structure is the ordinary life of people. It's hard to say in English.
日常生活に寄り添うみたいな感じだよね。
I think it's not a special music or special lyrics, but like every day we live, we work, we study, or we play, and sometimes we get nostalgic by living normally.
Yeah.
There's kind of a little special thing, like small special things that we experience in our ordinary lives, and Kishi-san kind of, I think he thinks about that when he writes the lyrics.
Yeah.
Did you understand?
So perhaps we can say the things in everyday life that inspire us or make us happy, that kind of thing. Is that?
Yeah, like that.
Yeah,
like normal sunset.
Yes.
Every day we see sunsets, but sometimes it feels special.
Yeah.
Take that special things to the lyrics.
It's good.
Thank you.
Do you have any special moments in your career as a band that have shaped
you as a band?
今までのバンドでスペシャルだったイベントとか。
富士
ロック。In 2018, we participated in Fuji Rock Festival.
I saw that on your website, actually, so I was going to ask you about that. Fuji Rock Festival is very famous all over the world. How was that experience for you?How did you come to play at Fuji Rock Festival?
Audition.
So you auditioned?
Yeah, there's a stage in Fuji Rock Festival called...
Rukia Go Go.
You go go.
Yeah, that's the name of the stage. And there's thousands of auditions. You send your music to staff, and the staff selects 10 or 11 bands.
Yeah.
And we were picked by them. So we were able to participate in Fuji Rock Festival.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was special.
Were you nervous?
Yeah. I think it's the biggest music festival in Japan. We've been auditioning for like 3 or 4 years, and we could finally play it. Well, it was one of our dreams come true.
Wow. Just getting back to creating music, what is it that you enjoy most about creating music?
Well, the best thing is that we create music together. Well, first Kishi makes the basics of the music, and he brings it to the studio, and we say like, how's this and how's that, and the music is getting better and better. That's the most fun thing about creating music.
Everybody in the band is involved in arranging the music.
Yeah, we practice almost every week.
Right.
And we are in the studio, and Kishi brings the song, and we play it once. And everybody says this and everybody says that.
Yeah.
Yeah. And that's the fun thing.
Yeah, doing it together is the fun thing. Yeah.
Yeah, that's right.
So at this point in the interview, we're going to play one of your songs, Fukigen na Hibi, Grumpy Days. Can you tell us about how this song came about or what the song is about?
Fukigen na Hibi no setsume.
Omen, maru yakushite moratte iisu ka?
So he was making this music when he was riding the train.
Yeah.
And it was an ordinary days.
Yeah.
There was no special thing, but he wanted to express the ordinary days that won't change in a good way.
社会人になる前にできたやつだよね。
So he started working when he was creating the song.
Mm.
So maybe that expressed the feelings of the grumpy days.
Feeling grumpy.
Maybe.
Having to go to work, feeling grumpy. Okay, we'll listen to Fukigen na Hibi live at Asagaya Tabasa, 27th of April, 2020.
街を射そう